back with more service to you in the form of health advice. Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert for the Good Day program here during the week on the Good Day program, and on the weekend answering your calls during this two-hour extravaganza. More people and more stations listening to this program is kind of a cool thing, that we are here and able to help you out as much as possible. Please make your stories about you short. I'm sure that there are people in your family that may want to hear, or maybe they roll their eyeballs when you tell them a story. I remember my father, Ken, used to, as he got older, tell these stories, and it sort of reminds me. I know that's often the older you get, the more you want to tell your war stories. But it doesn't help other folks, and we're here to help you and other people. It's silly not to call with a question, because you're always helping somebody else, because there's so many people listening to this program, bound to be somebody else who has the same malady. But it really doesn't serve anybody's interests, including your own, because we want to be able to take the time that we have to really get to the heart of your problem and answer the question rather than listen to you tell us the story of your life. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who have imported Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, the all-natural solution to lower your cholesterol without drugs. Why do people think that this is, the people who are on this have sworn by it? And because it comes from Europe, sometimes things from Europe, they seem to have more credence. I don't know why that is. Certainly things from China don't, but things from Europe seem to. Why do you think that is, Ken?
Well, I don't want to comment on that right now with the way things are in Europe. But a lot of good medicine, though, is practiced in Europe, especially France and Italy. And high cholesterol is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest and most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients, Doug. There's a new all-natural approach from Italy where a lot of good medicine is practiced, and it might be right for you. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. This Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Ken and I had a conversation with Dave McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health. They're the importers of Cardiol. He told us the ingredients in Cardiol, this capsule has red yeast rice and omega-3s, and they've all been clinically proven to lower LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. And you have had a lot of conversations over the years about statin drugs, and you and I have talked about red yeast rice and whether you can really find it anymore or how productive it is. But this certainly is, you swallow hard sometimes on this stuff. Admitting that you have a problem is the first thing, and understanding it and then doing something about it that you can be comfortable and pleased about, because cardiologists and naturopathic doctors are all seemingly coming around to this. Cardiol is what it's called. And here's how you get the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Just call 888-809-6424. That's toll-free, 888-809-6424. Or you can click on the link on Dr. Ken's website. You just pay shipping and handling. That's all you have to do, about $8 or something like that. There are no strings attached, no other charges. Experience tells me this is a good thing for many people who have the condition that leads up to heart attacks and heart disease, as Ken has suggested. So take advantage of this free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You pay shipping and handling. Enter the discount code KEN when you order online at Cardiol, CARDIOL.net, Cardiol.net. Or you call, again, that toll-free number is 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future, your well-being, your health. This is a good way to deal with that problem. Again, the phone number is 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're the stars. 888 888- 553-7536. Matt's in Lake Havasu, Arizona, listening to KNTR. Hi, Matt. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken. I'm 44 years old. Diabetes has caused me to go blind, which I've had two prosthetic corneas, which I had slight vision. I also have stage 4 kidney disease. I wasn't diagnosed with diabetes until I was about 17 or 18, and it was not insulin dependent at the time. I was athletic, so I was not obese, have not been obese my entire life. And I currently am on an insulin pump, so I'm insulin dependent. I was wondering if this is, is this normal? I mean, not normal, but does this happen? Is this a common occurrence with the diabetes being diagnosed that particular way?
Well, it's not the typical way, Matt, but it's certainly not unheard of. And, you know, you probably had a pancreas that didn't wear out real quickly, but burned out slowly. And that's why it took you a little longer to flourish with your issue. And, you know, bless your heart. You sound like a great guy. And let me see if I can help you, okay? Because obviously you have stage 4 kidney disease, and most people have no idea what you're talking about. But Matt knows that he has severe chronic kidney disease. We now, you know, doctors like to have nomenclature for everything. There's 5 stages. The 5th stage is kidney failure when you're on dialysis, and stage 1 is normal. And it's all based on how much damage there is to the kidneys. And then we do a test of your kidneys called the glomerular filtration rate. And this is a measurement, essentially, of how well the kidneys are working. Stage 4 is severe damage. So before you throw it in, Matt, and give up, there are a lot of things that you can do. You know, you need to preserve what you have because you still have something there. So you want to be measuring your blood pressure at home and make sure it's under good control. You know, I'd love to see you with a 120 over 80, between 110 to 120 with your blood pressure, but definitely under 140 over 90. And whether you can be on specific medications that lower your blood pressure if you need it and also help the kidneys would be too complicated for our show right now. But, you know, I'd be glad to help you off air or with your kidney doctor. You also want to make sure your cholesterol level is way down. You might need medication for that. Often people who have stage 4 kidney disease will have anemia because there's a hormone in the kidneys made by the kidneys, which stimulates the bone marrow, erythropoietin, and when you have such great amount of kidney problems, often that fertilizer for the bone marrow that the kidneys makes is inadequate. You want to make sure that you're getting some swelling relieved. Often there'll be some edema swelling. You also want to get the calcium and vitamin D to protect your bones, which so many people with stage 4 kidney disease will have a problem with. A low protein diet, which will minimize the waste products in your blood and just put less wear and tear and stress on the kidneys. Talk to a dietitian that can help you be on a good diet for someone who has stage 4 kidney so that you can limit the protein and get the protein that you need. And when it gets to end stage, which is hopefully it won't get to, fortunately, we do have options today. You know, it's all compared to what in medicine, but dialysis and kidney transplantation are definitely viable options. I have many patients who are living long, long lives with those options.
You read me like a book, but I do have one other question. I mean, for the last 4 years, it's been stable, so I've been lucky that way. As far as blood pressure, kidney production, everything, the heart. That's one thing that I don't know that they do much for me. I see my kidney doctor. I see my primary physician. What should they be doing? Because the heart disease is what has been in the back of my mind for the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
I get to test the EKG done every year.
Absolutely,
but what else,
Matt,
should be done?
Absolutely, Matt. You know, as a diabetic, you're going to have higher risk of having coronary disease. But what a lot of people don't realize, in the last couple of years, renal, kidney issues have been identified as a risk for early coronary artery disease. So yes, you're at high risk of coronary artery disease, but fortunately we have ways. I would definitely put you on the treadmill and make sure that you're doing okay. And, you know, a stress echo where there'd be no injection would be a wonderful thing for you to have to see how you're doing.
There you go, sir. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Majerd is in El Paso listening to KTSM. Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. This is Majerd from El Paso, Texas. I have a question for Dr. Ken. Last year I had a severe heartburn, and they did the colonoscopy and endoscopy, and they could not find the problem. And they referred me to a surgeon, and he said I had a hiatal hernia. And he did the procedure last October, and I still get that heartburn, but not as severe as before. What do you think could be the problem, why it's coming back?
Well, you had the TIF procedure, which is a specialized procedure that's done to correct severe GE reflux disease. It's a reconstructive type of minimally invasive procedure. And my biggest concern, this now is a similar measured to the symptoms you had before the procedure.
It's similar, but it's not as severe as last year.
Well, you need to have this symptom diagnosed. My first impression would be that it's perhaps some failure of the procedure, or that the symptoms have just worsened and you know, you have new issues there. I would definitely get this looked at, because other problems can masquerade as reflux symptoms, especially heart problems. And even though it's most likely that it's related to this GE reflux disease, which you must have, which is very severe, that you would need to have this kind of procedure more than just medications. But please get this investigated. You're going to need to get evaluated by the GI doctor, and if they can't find the cause, by the heart doctor.
All right, sir?
Magic,
yes, sir.
You need to be evaluated yesterday, okay?
Yep. Go get it taken care of quickly, sir. 888-553-7536. Let's underscore the value of the Good Day Health newsletter. Dr. Ken, every week as a trained medical scientist and practicing cardiologist, takes a lot of the things. We do it in a number of different ways, actually. The information that Ken presents during the week on the program, usually four or five important items that are healthy and important for you to hear, healthy in the sense that it's healthy for us to get them aired and discuss. Here on the Good Day Weekend program, we go through literally dozens of different things that happen, because in the medical business is thriving as far as information is concerned. Doctors are always finding out new ways of treating patients, that sort of thing. And that sort of inveigles its way into our weekend newsletter, Ken, as well, does it not?
Yes, this week, the latest information about cancer in the medical journals the past few months, and I'm sure you'll learn something new, not the information that you've seen elsewhere.
And let me just ask a quick question about vitamin D, because you had something about that. We've been talking about having vitamin D, and now there's a study that suggests it could be harmful to your heart. What the heck?
No, well, it depends on the levels. The key take-home is that a little is good, but too much can be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to probably shoot for a level somewhere between 30 to 40, and maybe slightly higher would be okay, but you want to make sure it's not too high.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
More news, information, and help available at 888-553-7536 when it comes to the medical world. Dr. Ken is on top of what's going on, and he's happy to help you out. As a matter of fact, let's help Ann, who's listening on KFWB in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Ann. Hi.
You got it. Good morning. Good morning. Tell me, what is an epidural block? I've been to my orthopedist today, and I've got arthritis all in my lower back. I've already had three replacements, two on my, you know, both knees and my right hip. And I thought I was going to have to do my left hip, but it's turning out that it's something different, and the pain is pretty bad. So here he suggests I had to get an epidural block. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of, when you're talking to somebody different on the radio, get a little excited.
Sure, Ann, you sound great. You sound like you want to turn yourself into the $6 million woman with all these new parts, and you know, that's great. And an epidural block, it's a common type of anesthesia. In fact, it's very common for labor and delivery, but it can be used for the kind of orthopedic surgery that you want done. What happens is a needle is placed into the epidural space. This is just outside the spinal canal. And then a tube is left in after the needle is removed, and they're injecting medication through the tube, and it numbs up usually your lower abdomen. It can numb up the birth control, but this allows us to get numbing medicine right to the spinal cord, and you can be awake, and your body sections are numbed up.
How long would it last?
As long as they want it to. It takes about 10 to 20 minutes to feel the pain relief from an epidural block. And as long as they're adding medicine into that tube, you're going to be without pain. So don't be afraid of this. This is often given as a easier, safer. Anesthesiologists love to debate this, whether it's safer than general anesthesia, putting this putting you to sleep. But many people do believe it. For the anesthesiologists listening who disagree, I apologize, but I've heard you debate this over the decades. But many do believe that this is a little safer and easier, especially on the heart patient who might have a weaker heart, and doing it without putting you to sleep, but just a section of the body with no sensation. And you don't be afraid, because they'll be able to keep you numbed up as long as the orthopedic surgeon needs you numb.
Well, the idea of it is, I'm not going to have the left hip operated on. And he said, take the pen away, go to this other doctor, and get this epidural block. And I was just wondering, I hope it's not dangerous, you know, and it should take the pain away, but I want to know.
And my humble
opinion. Have it every month, every week, or what?
Oh, so they want to do the epidural block with surgery or in place of surgery?
No, no, just so I could live longer, I guess.
Ah, okay.
Or be happier, whatever.
Well, I guess then what they're trying to do is just numb up that with numbing medicine. And how long that's going to last, you know, I don't have enough information about you, the severity of your problem. I would ask the orthopedic doctor or the doctor who's going to do it.
Okay, then. I really appreciate it. Listen to you guys all the time when I get up early enough to.
All right. Well, tell everybody we love being in Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Ann.
888-553-7536. Sally's up in Fresno. Go ahead, Sally. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hello. Good morning. I'm 55 years old. I was recently diagnosed with diabetes. I'm taking a low-dose metformin. The doctor at that time told me that she wanted me to take blood pressure medication as a preventative measure for the kidneys.
Probably an ACE inhibitor, family medicine.
Something, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm wondering, there's nothing wrong with my kidneys. She said my kidneys are normal. She wants to protect them. And so she wants to give me blood pressure medication. I'm thinking, I don't have high blood pressure. She said, no, you don't have high blood pressure. You don't have kidney disease. But we want you to take it as a preventative measure. And I'm thinking, what about all the side effects of all of these medicines? And I'm just thinking, is that a good idea?
Well, Sally, it's a good question. And if you had asked me this about 3 to 5 years ago, I would have felt very strongly to do it. But there have been some studies more recently showing that it may not be as helpful as we originally thought it would be. What your doctor is suggesting, and what we used to do 5 to 10 years ago in as many people as we could, if you did have diabetes, we would give you an ACE inhibitor family of medicine like Zestril, Captopril, Vasotec, all the prills. And these drugs, we felt, were going to preserve the kidneys, because diabetes can wear down the whole body, especially the kidneys. And do you have high blood pressure?
No, I do not.
What is your blood pressure run? Do you know at baseline when you're home?
I think it's like, I don't know, 120 over 90, like that.
If your top number is 120, you're going to be on the ground with these medicines. So your pressure is not even high enough. So I would get another opinion here, because I don't think that's a good idea. Do some home monitoring. Bring in the numbers when you rest for 15 minutes. Show your doctor how low your pressure is, and she'll be afraid to give you medicine.
Sally, thanks for that call. 888-553-7536. Time for your calls as we continue here on Good Day Health, Good Day Weekend.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As we move into another half hour of your calls and questions to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we welcome you. 888-553-7536, a tradition live every weekend, 52 weeks a year. Dr. Ken is here to take your calls. There are people who are bothered by sometimes what they hear from other people and they want clarification. Sometimes it hits a nerve and you get onto a sort of a roller coaster ride with sort of same questions about similar problems. Certainly heart disease is number one because Ken is a cardiologist. And by the way, you can call his office in suburban Orlando, Lake Cardiology, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Dial that up if you'd like to schedule an appointment to see Ken. Come from around the country, enjoy yourself at Disney World, and then go over. He's got actually a Disney World in his office, all those the gizmos and gadgets and things that are there that cost millions of dollars, all these tools of the trade in the clinic. You'll be taken through a very positive course in understanding what's going on with your heart and circulatory system should you care to check with Dr. Ken, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, our number here on the air live is 888-553-7536. Marie is in Fort Collins, Colorado. Nice to have you on, Marie. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Doctor. I'm really stressed to death. I have found trace amounts of blood in my stool. It's been going on and off, sometimes not for weeks and weeks. But I have an appointment for a colonoscopy. But in the meantime, I am just scared to death. I'm just wondering, is there any hope that it's not cancer?
Oh, there's a lot of hope that it's not cancer. Is it bright red or is it, I don't mean to be crass, but is
I know,
it bright red or is it dark maroon color?
No, bright red.
Bright red. Is your weight a little small, a little too much for your height?
Yes.
And, you know, very commonly someone like yourself has hemorrhoids. And constipation an issue for you?
No, in fact, I don't have a gallbladder, and I've had what, this is really gross too, I've had what is called for like 45 years dumping syndrome, which is very common.
Diarrhea, no constipation, hemorrhoids, can all do this, a prolapsed rectum, ulcerative colitis. There's a lot of reasons outside of cancer, yes, colon cancer, anal cancer, all can be causes of this, a polyp in the colon. There's a laundry list from the ceiling to the floor long of possible causes of blood in the stool, but most of the time it's not due to cancer, but you have to check this to make sure that, that it is not cancer. But the good thing, look at it this way. Look at it this way. If it is cancer, you're going to find this out. You're going to start treating it. And the likelihood is you're going to make it through so much more likely than if you don't know what it is. So I'd be more concerned not knowing what this is.
Oh, I am. I am.
So let me reassure you, just go to somebody who's experienced at doing colonoscopy, and they'll look from the bottom. Sometimes they have to look from above also if they can't find a bleeding source from the bottom. And sometimes they have to add an upper endoscopy. But hopefully it's not cancer. Hopefully it's nothing more than hemorrhoids.
Okay.
Can I, may I ask, or maybe let me just throw in a little something, Marie, that's worth hopefully your consideration. When you use words, words are so powerful. And hearing you when you went on, it made me sad to hear you refer to your feelings as being scared to death. Those are extraordinarily powerful words. And if there's some way you could help yourself by eliminating them from your vocabulary and your thoughts, I think it will go a long way, because not only are thoughts things, but they put you in a place psychologically. We've all been there. We all know how it feels. But when those words come out of your mouth, they have energy to them. And being full of fear is something that's understandable, but by the same token, it doesn't help you get better. It just sort of keeps you in the place where you are. So if it's of any value to maybe thinking about it without using those words, it might be helpful. I hope that helps. Thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. Bobby is in Centerville, Alabama. What's up with you, Bobby?
Yes, sir. Good morning, man. My wife had a stroke 1 year ago on 29th. It paralyzed her left side. It was a blood clot. It wasn't a bleed. Mm-hmm. She weighed 100 pounds. Her blood pressure stayed about 110 over 60. But she did have AFib and had three ablations at UAB in Birmingham. And
what's an ablation, Ken? What's an ablation?
An ablation is destruction.
A lot of people don't know what that is. That's why I asked the question. So we have an understanding of what's going on.
And she had three of them. They she never did get out of, she still continued to take medication for it. My question is, or he might be familiar with it, there are some devices they help.
Where was the ablation done? I didn't catch that, Bobby.
At University of Alabama.
Where in the body was the ablation done?
In her heart.
Okay, so she had an ablation of the electrical system of the heart. She was having an electrical abnormality, a heart rhythm disorder, and instead of using medications, we use these energies, micro energies, to try to burn microscopically some of the wiring of the heart to prevent the rhythm disorder.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's called radio ablation.
Yeah, the medication didn't help her. Her heart would just go from 70 to 110, 150, 200, just over.
So
the ablations did not. They weren't completely successful.
This was for atrial fibrillation?
Right.
Okay.
Right. But anyhow, the stroke, and we figured that's what caused the stroke or part. We had a lot of suicide.
Atrial fibrillation, that is the risk. The top of the heart beats like a bag of worms. Clots develop, and then they're propelled into the brain, cause a stroke. That's why we urge that you get on blood thinner, Coumadin, warfarin, and now Pradaxa, and others coming soon.
Well, our doctor had her on Coumadin for a long time, and he took her off and let her let her have a aspirin a day, but now that she's had this, we're on Pradaxa now.
Okay, the new drug, as effective as Coumadin and Warfarin, but you don't have to get your blood checked because there's only one dose based on your kidney function.
That's correct. My question is this, and if you're not familiar with it, there's some devices that help stroke victims and multiple sclerosis victims walk and use their arms that are effective. It's called BioNess. Are you familiar
with that? Yeah, it's high-tech stuff. It's really fascinating, and, I think it's worth a try. These are devices that hook up to your body. They give feedback and help people who previously could not have any function after a stroke actually able to, in some, use their paralyzed or dropped feet properly. I don't see if you can afford this why it's not worth a try.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to try it. I'm going to beat my insurance over the head about it. They will pay in some cases.
Good for you, sir.
They will pay it, but she has tried. We met with them at Health South in Birmingham, and she tried it. It's amazing the difference it made. She walks now, but she's got a bad foot drop, and her left arm is still. She doesn't move it much at all. But they have one for the arm, and they have one for the leg and the thigh. And they are very expensive. They're somewhere.
She doesn't have epilepsy. The people who can't use this are people who have epilepsy, and that hasn't been a problem, I hope.
No. She's fully alert. She just, she's coming along. We're actually doing aquatic therapy now. They have a pool with a treadmill in it. Believe it or not.
And just watch. Just the only things I've seen with this is sometimes you get a little inflammation at the site where these devices connect to the body. Just watch.
Right.
Watch the skin carefully.
There you go, Bobby. Yeah. Help yourself, and good luck to you and your wife. 888-553-7536. The Canadian freestyle skier Sarah Burke died this week after she crashed into a pipe, apparently, during a training run in Utah. And I wondered, Ken, when you look at the results of the tests, which showed she had irreversible brain damage because she got no oxygen or blood after she suffered a cardiac event. Wow. This is the same pipe where Kevin Pierce, a snowboarder, got traumatic brain injury a year or so ago. So you got to wonder what the story is here. What was happening to her, and can you tell about brain damage and how that affects? Cardiac arrest would be the cause of the brain damage, right?
Well, the chicken and the egg. I imagine what happened here was that initially she had a severe brain injury. And the brain, through the autonomic nervous system, has great effect on the heart. And, you're not going to breathe. You're not going to have good heart function if the brain's not working. So all systems fail when you lose brain function.
It's pretty dangerous stuff. And you hear all these stories all the time, people who are casual skiers even. But this is a very dangerous sport.
Just keep your eye on the road.
Yep, exactly. If you can find it in the snow, 888-553-7536. As we continue, straight ahead, Dr. Ken Kronhaus taking your calls.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about people who are successful and those that are not. Okay, so what is the difference between a person that is successful and a person that is not successful? Because let's remember, each and every time that a new person is born and they're taken out of their mom's womb and the doctor slaps them on the behind, they don't say, hey, you're successful, you're not, you're going to be doing this, you're not going to be doing that. Here's what the main difference is. Those that are successful are the ones that apply themselves. And that's it. Those that are successful are the ones that apply themselves. They apply their knowledge, their skills, their talents, their backgrounds, their dreams, their inspirations, their motivations, and they apply it to each and every aspect of life that they live to the fullest each and every day. We all have the knowledge. We all have the capability to acquire the knowledge. What we do with that knowledge is what makes us different. So today and forever, our challenge is to apply ourselves and apply ourselves to be champions. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. I saw something that somebody said to me about a cardiologist at the Mayo Clinic who was the lead author of a report that we talked about here, Ken, about when heart attacks occur and when to take aspirin and what kind of aspirin to take. And I wonder if you want to comment on that. This is a general conversational. This is a cardiologist that talks about heart attack times of day. And you've talked about this. They have it on the weekend. They have it in the morning.
Well, the most common time of day when you have a heart attack is in the morning. Getting up out of bed is a very stressful time. And the most common is Monday morning because, you know, you've been resting all day over the weekend. And suddenly that big change, the biggest change is Monday morning. This seems to be the most frequent time. If you think you're having a heart attack, what you want to do is chew an adult aspirin immediately. If you think you're having a stroke, you don't, because you may be having a bleeding type of stroke. And for strokes,
but who the heck
not.
Has the presence of mind when you're having a stroke or a heart attack to remember that stuff?
Well, people around you will usually be very frantic trying to help you. And, you know, most of the people hearing the message will end up helping a friend or a spouse or a parent in this situation.
I had a friend who was a doctor in Los Angeles who lived by herself, and she was telling me the other day she had a heart attack in October, I think it was, and she was, you know, by herself, and the only way she got help was to dial 911, didn't do anything because she couldn't say anything, and she was on her cell phone. She couldn't get to her landline, so nobody would know where she was. So she dialed. She was able to get to her next-door neighbor by dialing her on her speed dial, and the lady came over, and they eventually got 911 to come pick her up. But if you live alone, it could be, you know, not play. You always should have, I guess,
somebody. You want that alarm around your neck.
Right. You know, you want to be able to find someone or have someone you can call upon if you need their help, right? Wouldn't you say that's the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Rick's listening in Burlington, Iowa to Good Day Weekend with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Dr. Ken, I was wondering, I get up in the morning and for, oh, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour, I get pins and needles in my legs. And most of the day I can't really use my legs too much. I walk and stuff, but they really hurt. And I'm just wondering what it could be. I've already had that test where they put the blood pressure cups all
over
your legs.
You have what we call paresthesias. You know, doctors have words for all this. Common causes of paresthesias are pins and needles. Do you like too much of the adult beverage?
No, I don't drink.
You don't? No alcoholism in the history. Diabetes definitely will do it. Low calcium, multiple sclerosis, a lesion or injury to the spinal cord. Herpes zoster infections can do this. Any of these possibilities, a peripheral neuropathy. You just need to get evaluated. I would start off with your primary doctor, an internist or family doctor, and then they may send you to a neurologist, and a good detective would try to figure out which of the possibilities that I just mentioned. It's one of them, and I can't do it without examining you and maybe running a few tests. But it's what doctors do all day. It's a very common symptom, and hopefully it's nothing serious. But to get treatment, you don't want to guess. You want to figure out which one it is of that list I just read you.
Okay. I might have to come down there and see you.
Well, it is easy enough to do. 800-LAY-CARDIO. Dial that number, Rick, and good luck. 888-553-7536 is the way for you to get in. Maybe a trip to the better living world of understanding what's going on in your body. Here is a story this week about patients... heart disease, and sex. How's that for a drama?
This is a feel-good study, and this is some really good news. And let's talk a little bit about sex for a second, because this is a question, as a cardiologist, that doctors, you know, I can see the patient coming back typically after a heart attack or a new diagnosis of a heart problem. Dr. Ken, can we close the door? and then the legs start shaking, and there's an uneasiness about talking. And I want to encourage you to feel comfortable about talking to the doctor about sex if you're a heart patient. And if your doctor's uncomfortable talking to you about it, you have the wrong doctor. But here's the good news. This is out of the journal Circulation, which is a journal of the American Heart Association, that most patients can, yes, safely resume sexual activities 1 week after an uncomplicated heart attack. And there's also some other findings in this study that sexual activity is safe, and maybe we'll have some more time to talk about this.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Yes, Dr. We're just talking about heart patients and sex. The good news is that sex is okay for most heart patients with stable heart disease. And I was mentioning an uncomplicated heart attack. You can get back to it a week later. And the drugs that are used to treat erectile dysfunction, they're usually safe for men with stable heart disease unless they're taking nitrates, nitroglycerin for chest pain. You should never take nitrates within 24 to 48 hours of using these erectile dysfunction drugs. This could be very, very severe. And if you're not having any symptoms from your heart disease, you have stable heart disease, things are okay. Interestingly, most people, if you think about it, who knows anyone? You know, we know a lot of people who've had a heart attack, but do we know anyone who's had sex while they're having their heart attack? It's actually pretty rare, but most of these cases occur in men who have a heart attack while they're having sex, and 3 out of 4 of these deaths occur with extramarital sex, most often with a younger partner and in an unfamiliar setting.
Ah, really? And that's pretty interesting. Get right down to brass tacks. All right, so there's the answer for those of you who may or may not have had the question. It's always good to have. Sometimes people, I have had this in my mind recently, Ken, where people come up with solutions to problems that don't exist. And sometimes that's also called prevention by some people. I guess this depends on your spin on things. Okay, here's Sandy in Lake Havasu. Hi, Sandy. Welcome in. Say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Sandy. How can we help?
I have some osteoporosis, and years ago I took Fosamax, and it made my tongue swell up. And then I took Actonel for several years, and that seemed to agree with me, but then I just quit taking that also.
Okay.
So my doctor wanted me to try this Prolia.
Yes.
And it's a shot that you get twice a year, every 6 months.
Exactly. You have a smart doctor. They started you out with a common medicine, the group called the bisphosphonates. Hopefully you have severe osteoporosis, so a good indication for it. They didn't keep you on it too long. You know, now we know this is not meant for probably longer than 5 years. And I would imagine now you're having a severe issue. And they're now recommending a drug less commonly used, but a whole different class than the bisphosphonates, but it produces similar or better results. It targets a different step in the bone remodeling process. Most common side effects are back and muscle pain, but this is used by an experienced doctor, very effective. The big problem here is it's all compared to what? There are some risks to the drugs, but you know, if you have a hip fracture and you have bad osteoporosis, half people don't survive that. So it's a very significant issue. There's some good news in this whole area this week out of the New England Journal of Medicine that older women who've had a normal result on a bone density scan, a test that helps measure the strength of their bones, may be able to wait as long as 15 years before getting another scan. Those who have abnormal bone scans need them a much sooner. Medicare actually covers it every 2 years, but most who have normal bones, once they get to 65, it takes a long time, up to 15 years, to develop it.
Got it?
Okay.
All right. And don't we have some news on that this week, Ken?
Yeah, no, I just gave it.
Yeah, I know, but I was I was trying to get you to extrapolate a little bit because we only have 60 seconds left and not enough time
for
Chris.
Oh, we can't get to Chris?
No, we don't have time for Chris.
I was leaving some time for Chris.
I know.
But there are clear guidelines advising most women who have a bone mineral density test to measure the strength of their bones around age 65.
Women only? What about men?
Well, men, fortunately, it's not as common. It can occur, osteoporosis, but we don't routinely screen men. If there's a reason to suspect it, they would get screened.
All right. So here's the underlying.
Take your calcium with vitamin D, women.
Yes. Lots of, you mean they have calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, potassium, all those things sort of enter into this, do they not, to a point?
Well, for good, if they were getting the bones not being soft and quick to break, what you need is calcium with vitamin D so the calcium doesn't end up in the circulation.
And also exercise, build up your muscles,
Absolutely.
Keep your skeleton together.
Very important.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with lots of great advice. And once in a while, Dr. Doug, without a license, has a little bit of good information. It's all something that we put together every weekend for you called Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. 59 past the hour.